This is The Week in Addiction Medicine, a podcast resource of timely news and top stories brought to you by the American Society of Addiction Medicine, ASAM.
Today is Tuesday, March 5th, and I'm Claire Rasmussen. Our lead story this week, Racial and Ethnic Disparity and Geographic Availability of Buprenorphine, is in the Journal of Addiction Medicine. This study examined the differential geographic availability of buprenorphine in areas with greater concentrations of racial and ethnic minority groups. The study found that there were 45% to 55% fewer prescribers in urban areas and 62% to 79% fewer prescribers in rural areas as minority composition increased. Differences in dispensed buprenorphine per capita were similar but larger in magnitude. Our next study in scientific reports is titled The Mediating Role of Loneliness in the Relationship Between Smartphone Addiction and Subjective Well-Being. In this study, the authors evaluated associations with subjective well-being in persons aged 17 through 40 enrolled in universities. The authors found that urban students and higher income students reported higher well-being scores. In addition, smartphone addiction was negatively associated with well-being and positively associated with increased loneliness. Next, we have a study in Value in Health titled Economic Evaluations of Establishing Opioid Overdose Prevention Centers in 12 North American Cities. In this systematic review, the authors include 16 economic evaluations of overdose prevention centers, or OCPs, published between 2007 and 2022 that reported cost-effectiveness, cost-benefit, or cost offsets. The studies found OPCs to be cost-effective based on willingness to pay in the U.S. and Canada. While additional studies are needed, the study provides economic support for the public health benefit of OPCs. Next is a study in injury prevention titled Elevated Drug Overdose Mortality Among Americans Who Visit Florida, 2003 to 2020. The study found that from 2003 to 2011, overdose deaths were 72% higher for visitors than for Florida residents. During this period, pill mills in Florida attracted out-of-state visits to obtain prescription medications. Visitors and residents had similar OD rates in 2012 following legislation targeting overprescribing. From 2014 to 2020, overdose deaths were 54% higher for visitors. They were recruited by a proliferation of treatment centers engaged in fraudulent overbilling for poor quality or non-existent services. Next is a study in addiction biology, titled The Dopamine 3 Receptor as a Candidate Biomarker and Therapeutic for Opioid Use Disorder. The presynaptic D3 receptors, or D3R, on dopaminergic neurons inhibit dopamine release when dopamine levels rise in the synaptic cleft, providing negative feedback on dopamine release. Several variants of the gene encoding the D3R have been found to be associated with risk for OUD. The authors hypothesize that these variants result in impaired function of the presynaptic D3R with a loss of negative feedback on dopamine release, resulting in enhanced opioid-induced dopamine release. Partial agonists at the D3R could restore this negative feedback and are currently being investigated for use in the treatment of OUD. Next is an article in Nature Medicine titled The All of Us Research Program is an Opportunity to Enhance the Diversity of U.S. Biomedical Research. Several countries with national health systems have established large, longitudinal cohorts to advance population and precision health. The USA is different from those countries, and as a result, the lack of diversity in genomics research, with more than 90% of studies from populations of European ancestry, has led to many challenges in equity, including non-transportability of polygenic risk scores to different populations and incorrect assignment of genomic variant pathogenicity. All of Us aims to unite the entirety of the NIH toward creating a multimodal, comprehensive assessment of human health that is reflective of the USA. A new article in AJPH is titled, An Overlooked Emergency, More Than 1 in 8 U.S. Adults Have Had Their Lives Disrupted by Drug Overdose Deaths. In a RAND survey, 42% of U.S. adults indicated they knew at least one person who died of overdose. This percentage was considerably higher among people who use drugs. Overdose loss was more common among women, married people, U.S. citizens, and in New England and South Central states. When asked about the impact of these overdoses on their lives, 13% of U.S. adults said it disrupted their life. Our final article in Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs is titled Apologizing for the Alcohol Industry, a comment on ISFAR's defense of alcohol's purported health benefits. A Critical Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis, or SRMA, on Alcohol Use and Ischemic Heart Disease, or IHD, risk, estimated a non-significant degree of protection at up to just one drink per day. The International Scientific Forum on Alcohol Research, or ISFAR, a group with long-standing and continuing associations with the alcohol industry, predictably issued a long critique of the recent SRMA of alcohol use and all-cause mortality. The authors of this article address ISFAR's main charges and provide a detailed point-by-point response to their critique in an online supplement. This concludes today's episode of This Week in Addiction Medicine. Remember to subscribe to the ACM Weekly for more exclusive content and our editor's commentary, delivered every Tuesday. Be sure to check us out on social media and asam.org. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.